confessor of first order. The parents of Saint Benedict were from Africa, who had been brought as slaves to San Fratello, a village in Sicily. There they had embraced the Christian faith and lived so exemplary life in the fulfillment of all their duties that their master granted Benedict, their eldest son, his freedom. From his youth, Benedict was especially God-fearing. He was austere towards his body, not only through constant labor, but also through various types of voluntary mortification. He served his former master for a wage, and when he had saved enough, he bought a pair of oxen, with which he plowed as a day laborer. Because of his black skin and his lowly origin, he was often mocked and despised by fellow laborers. This he steadfastly endured with meekness and cheerfulness. When he became acquainted with some hermits who followed the rule of St. Francis, their life so attracted him that he sold his small possessions, gave everything to the poor, and then led the life of a hermit in the vicinity of Palermo. Until he was 40 years old, he served God in this manner, in the practice of every virtue and austerity. There an order was issued by Pius IV that all hermits following the rule of St. Francis should betake themselves to one of the convents of the order. Immediately Benedict went to the convent of the Friars Minor at Palermo, and there continued to perform his former pious exercises. In addition to the heavy work which he gladly took upon himself, after the example of our Holy Father St. Francis, he observed the 40 days fast 7 times a year. He slept only a few hours on the bare floor and wore a very coarse habit. Poverty and chastity he loved and guarded most scrupulously. Because he was a model for all the brethren of the convent, he was appointed their superior, even though he was only a lay brother without any schooling. His holy example, his humble charity, self-abnegation had the effect not only did no one despise him in his office, but rather he was venerated by all, and the inmates of the convent advanced in all virtue during his administration. At the expiration of his term of office, he went back to his duties in the kitchen with greater joy than he had previously entered upon his duties as superior. In his 63rd year, he was attacked by a severe illness, which he recognized as his last. With profound devotion, he received the last rites of the church and departed this life on April 4, 1589, at the hour he had foretold. Several years later, his body was found still incorrupt, emitting a pleasant odor. Veneration for him soon spread from Palermo through Italy to Spain and Portugal, even to Brazil, Mexico, and Peru. Pope Benedict XIV declared him blessed, and Pius VII solemnly placed him in the ranks of the saints in the year 1807. God is no respecter of persons. One, notice that in Benedict there is verified anew what Holy Scripture so often declares, that God is no respecter of persons. Benedict was African, the son of a slave, but because he was a true servant of God, the Lord granted him eminent graces, glorified him through the church. Should you happen to be lowly in position, unattractive in person, receive little attention from people, do not let this cast you down. Acts 10:35 says, in every nation and in every position, he who fears the Lord and works justice is acceptable to him. 2, consider that the elevated position of a person has no value in the sight of God. It will only require a stricter account. The Christian, then, when he achieves power and distinction, must on that account fear God all the more. Consequently, St. Paul exhorts masters to have patience with their subjects when he says, their Lord is also your Lord, Ephesians 6:9, and he warns the mighty against the perpetuation of every injustice, since he who does wrong shall receive for that which he has done wrongfully, Colossians 3:25. Have you perhaps allowed yourself to be misled into fearing God less because you happen to have a position of authority? 3, consider that it should be with us even as it is with God. There should be no regard of persons. Truly, we must render respect towards everyone according to his vocation and position. Honor to whom honor is due, says the Apostle, Romans 13:7. And St. Francis prescribes for his followers that they should approach everyone decorously, as it is becoming. But where there is question of the salvation of souls or the purity of conscience, one may not allow oneself to be influenced by the position of the person or by any power in this world to depart even a finger's breadth from the right path. Neither may he despise a person because of his insignificant rank and unimportant appearance. Under a poor garment there often beats a golden heart. As God, who made the little and the great, also provides for all equally, Wisdom 6:9, so ought we to render our love to all, since all are our brothers in the sight of the Heavenly Father. May Almighty God grant us, among his benefits, also the grace of this universal love. Prayer of the Church. O God, who did enrich Saint Benedict, your confessor, with heavenly gifts, and did permit him to be distinguished in the Church through miraculous signs and virtues, grant us, we beseech you, that through his merits and intercession we may receive your benefits through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Benedict the More, pray for us.